God bless you and welcome to Faith in Action Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Michelle Patrice McCoy. And on our podcast, you will hear weekly Bible study teachings by me and my guests that will edify, encourage, and uplift you. Each podcast will be filled with scripture and sound doctrine from the King James Version. So grab a cup of coffee, get ready to take some notes, and enjoy the upcoming program.
Amen and praise God. So today's topic is we have to learn to do spiritual battle. Amen. And we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 10 through 17 out of the King James Version today. Amen. And it reads as follows. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen and praise God. Now, just to give you a little backstory before we start getting into the Bible study, this was wrote by Apostle Paul, and he wrote this letter to the church in Ephesus because they were experiencing spiritual warfare against the church, and it was affecting all the Christians of that day, and they were fastly losing their faith. So these verses of scripture are just as relevant today as they were back then, because the enemy has power in the earth as well as the heavenlies. But the one thing we have to know is God has given us power over all the works of the enemy. Amen. And if we look at Luke 10 and 19, it reminds us, behold, I give unto you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So don't take that scripture out of context and go and challenge somebody or go out there and start picking up serpents or snakes and scorpions and things of that nature. That's just a metaphor that's being used in this scripture to show you how powerful God is and what's in us. The Holy Spirit can cause us to overcome different adversities. Amen. It's not telling you to go out there and physically go picking up something that can potentially cause your death. Amen. So the enemy himself has power. And it's a shame that in the church today, we're not telling you the truth. But Satan does have power. A lot of people say, oh, Satan is underneath my feet. He can't do nothing. No, Satan is a spirit and he does have power. That's why he's considered to be the prince of the power of the air. And he's called the God of this world. So he being from the heavenly host at one time, he still has power. Amen. And he uses people. He works through people. So he does have power. So don't underestimate the power of Satan. Amen. So Satan involves himself in all human activity. Amen. And he can possess people, which means he can control them and he can govern them. He oppresses people. which means he inflicts prolonged cruelty or unjust treatment. He can control them. He gives mental pressure. That's why we have so many people going through mental crisis nowadays. He distresses them. And he loves to manipulate Christians through mind control. So he can't read our thoughts. Amen. He doesn't have that ability. Only God has the ability to read our thoughts. But he'll use other people to inflict oppression through their negative words, physical violence, emotional pain, anxiety, and even mental abuse. So he uses lies to keep people in bondage or keep them enslaved. So we have to learn how to utilize our power to fight against him and all his crew of demons. Amen. We have to stop giving the devil so much praise and validation. I mean, every day we say things like that validate the devil's power. We hear people all over saying the devil is busy, the devil is on my back. And it is a whole host of Christian cliches that are actually validating his control in our lives. Amen. So we're actually at that point inviting him in to war against us. Amen. And that's not something that we want to do. We don't want to entertain warfare. Amen. Because you're fighting an unseen enemy or enemies. Amen. And there's things in the spirit realm. If you're not prepared to do battle with, you're going to lose. You end up sick. You end up hurt. You end up sometimes, in some cases, even deceased. So let's go to Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verses 26 and 27. Amen. And it says, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. He works through sin. He works through anger. And to do the most damage, he's making us do his bidding. Amen. And people don't get that. Amen. And I'm going to say number 27 again, neither give place to the devil. Amen. So giving place to the devil, like I said, is when we start arguing and bickering and fighting with one another, plotting murder, when we decide to commit suicide, when we cussing, you know, or even through retaliation for something somebody did against you. You know, you're committing a sin in the first place, but you're also carrying out the act that Satan wants done. So we have to work hard against him in order to get victory over his plots, over his plans, and anything that he's put out like a hit list or an assignment to destroy us. Amen. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 and 9. Amen. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So all of those different things that I just described, those are people that get devoured or get used or get tricked by the enemy. Amen. Because you're allowing him to come in. You separated yourself from the word of God and from God himself, and you start doing all these other things. You're inviting warfare in. You're inviting the enemy in to do damage in your life and to cause damage in someone else's life. Amen. So we have to learn to resist the enemy. Amen. And verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in our brethren that are in the world. Amen. Verse 10 says, so we have to keep our mind clear of distractions. The word sober in this scripture means we have to have a clear head. So you can't make right decisions when you're angry. You can't make right decisions when you're sad, depressed, or even stressed out. And that word vigilant means to be careful or to keep careful watch for possible danger or difficulties that the enemy is going to send your way as a distraction. Amen. Because the enemy or Satan, the devil, he's relentless in his pursuit of us. And if we're not careful, if we're not watchful, he's going to attack. and we won't even see it coming. You know, it's his job to always try to steal, kill, and to destroy us. And the reason he does that is because we remind him of who God is. Amen. We look like God. We sound like God. We act like God. We walk like God. We talk like God. Amen. And we have God residing in us. And he's angry because he's no longer a part of that family. So he knows God loves us. So it's his mission and main goal to try to destroy us on sight. Amen. So we have to get prepared for warfare, because he's going to come, whether it be in the form of sickness, financial setbacks. He'll use family members. He'll pit them one against the other. Deaths in the families, deaths within our immediate families, job loss, problems at school. No matter what it is, or whatever it takes, you have to be prepared by staying prayerful and seeking God's help in order to overcome Satan's attacks. That's why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 and 19. Go to Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Amen. Because we can't overcome the enemy without the help from God. Amen. I don't care how strong of a believer you think you are, or how much you pray, how much you fast. If God is not here to help you, you will lose every time. Amen. It's a lot of people who think they're super saints, or they're some super Christian. You don't have the kind of power to overcome the enemy without help from God. Amen. That's why the word tells us that God is our help in time of trouble. Amen. We have to go to God with all of our adversities, with everything, all our cares. That's what the Bible calls it. I cast your cares upon him because he careth for us. Anything that concerns us, God is concerned about. He is our help. He is our way maker. He's our redeemer. He's our sustainer. He's our battle axe in battle. Amen. So we need him when it comes to these attacks from the enemy. Amen. We have to get prepared for warfare, because it's going to come. Amen. And verse 11 said, Paul said to put on the full armor of God so we can stand against the plots, the tricks, the attempts, the plans that the devil will come at us with. And the armor is the defenses we use to defeat him. Whether it's going to God in his word, whether it's praying. And those are the two main things, the two main ways to destroy the enemy, is using the word of God. Because everybody, every demon, every minion, every imp, they have to fall, or they have to bow to the word of God. Amen. And prayer, because those are the two most important weapons that we have to use in spiritual warfare. Believe me, the devil knows the word of God better than we do, but he's still subject to it. Or in other words, he can't supersede it. He has to obey it. But he relies on us not knowing the word or being able to use the word to fight against him. Amen. John 8:32, it tells us, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And that's in John 14:6. So we have to fight the enemy with the truth, which is Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's word. That's the only way that we can stand against the enemy. Amen. We can't just hold up a Bible and say, devil, I'm holding my Bible. I'm shaking it at you. You have to go. That's not what the enemy understands. How did Jesus defeat the devil? He told him, get thee behind me, Satan, you know? And when he tried to tempt him, after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he said, you know, I'm going to give you bread. Make these stones bread, you know? And Jesus rebutted or retorted to him, you know, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And then he went away. because he knew that Jesus knew scripture and Jesus was giving him that word, and there was nothing else he could do at that point. Amen. So that's how we have to do battle, not standing up trying to fight, not standing up going toe to toe with somebody. We have to pray. We have to speak God's word, and we have to speak it earnestly. We have to speak it in faith. Amen. So verse 12, it tells us about spiritual warfare, and that spiritual warfare is waged against all of us believers, are all Christians. Even if we aren't going in through anything at that particular time, it's going to come. So we have to put our guard up. We can't put our guards down and keep thinking it all is well because we're not going through anything at that point. Satan's going to come back. And that is a lie or the trick of the enemy that says that we've overcome him and there's nothing that he can do. Amen. So we begin at that point to think that we don't have to pray or we don't have to study God's word. And when we do that, that's when the war comes. Amen. We become at war with that unseen enemy whose only job is to destroy our faith and our prayer life. And then he will lead us to destruction. Amen. So we have to pray in faith. We have to learn to denounce principalities and powers. We have to destroy soul ties. We have to block out witchcraft prayers and black magic and white magic, all different types of allegiances and alliances that are possibly made by our family members, living or dead. Amen. Because we don't know what people say or do or what they get involved in when we aren't around them. Amen. We don't even know what type of activities that have become gateways or portals for the enemy to come through. Amen. And some of these portals or gateways have already given him legal grounds to attack us. So we're in a constant battle. That battle is a battle of good against evil. So we constantly have to keep that armor on. Amen. In verse 13, speaking of armor, put on or take up the full armor of God. Amen. That means that we have to use everything that God has given us in his word. Every scripture, every prayer to fight against the enemy. We have been given the sufficiency of all things that we need to stand against the devil. So that when he comes and when he attacks, we're able to handle it without breaking down. You know, we can handle it without giving up. We can handle it without having a mental breakdown or losing hope, because we have hope in Jesus Christ who causes us to triumph. Amen. So the fights or the struggles we have, they're real, but so is God. Amen. And our faith has to be in him and not ourselves, because we can't do anything in our own strength. Amen. So let's look at verse 14 that we read. This is the beginning of the description of each piece of the armor. Amen. So as good soldiers, we need to be able to defeat a spiritual enemy. Amen. And truth is referring to Jesus Christ, and our knowledge and our acknowledgement as him as our savior, and the victory we obtain through the new covenant that he provided for us through his death, his burial, and resurrection. Amen. Not the lies or the falsehoods of the devil. Amen. The devil is fighting for our souls. So we have to keep the spiritual belt on to hold up our spiritual clothes, which is our faith. Amen. So we have to firmly be prepared and ready for war. Amen. That breastplate, that's the chest covering on soldiers, and it protects them from injury. Amen. In the natural, the enemy will always attack your heart to bring emotional pain. And that emotional pain can come to us in the form of bad or toxic relationships or physical sicknesses, especially of the heart. Amen. I just recently had a heart procedure called a heart catheterization. So the enemy will attack the heart. Amen. And that will cause us to experience death if the heart stops or if it fails. So we have to guard our heart with all diligence, because out of it come the issues of life. That's Proverbs 4:23. So pain, stress, anger, malice, grief, hate, all these things will take us out if we don't protect our hearts. Amen. So we got to be mindful of protecting the heart. Amen. So let's look at verse 15 that we read. And as soldiers, we have to have our feet covered and protected. Let's look at soldiers when they go to war. They wear boots that cover their feet and their legs. Amen. And the soles of boots on soldiers are so sturdy that they can wear them in any type of terrain or any type of ground or soil. Amen. And that leather has to be strong enough to help keep them standing. Amen. So we have to be able to stand on the word of God, because we will be attacked by people who don't believe or who we believe in. Amen. Everybody doesn't believe in God. And so we know those people are coming. You got all kinds of witches and warlocks, Christians that are practicing witchcraft, all kinds of stuff that will be coming at us. And they're going to challenge us with the word to make us doubt God. Look at the Jehovah's Witnesses. Look at Hindus. Look at Buddhists. All the other world religions that are around us that denounce God. Amen. Especially pagans who walk around recruiting Christians. They're going to use their doctrine and they're going to twist the word of God. And if we aren't standing firm in that word, we'll be easily deceived by the devil's evil practices. Amen. Because he will use them. And he's going to give them just a little bit of truth to conceal his lies. Amen. So let's go to 1 John chapter 4 and we'll read 1-3 in the NIV. Amen. And it says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world." False prophets, false teachers. Amen. This is how we recognize the Spirit of God, because every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming. And now, even now, is already in the world. Amen. So we got to protect ourselves. We can't be led away by everybody that comes knocking on the door or walking up to us, trying to tell us to come to their meeting and sit down and listen to this falseness. We got to be able to discern whether that is the truth. And if it don't line up with this word of God, then it's false. Amen. So the enemy will come disguised in those forms. Verse 16, we have to protect ourselves in this wicked world, because a lot of what we see on TV, videos, social media, and from people will come at us to destroy our faith in the word of God. So our shield of faith is used to deflect those fiery darts. And those fiery darts are weapons in the form of lies to dismantle or kill our faith. Amen. So these darts are usually man-made plans of salvation, false doctrine, false perceptions about Christ. Amen. Idol worshipers, celebrity chasers, social media influencers. Some of them subtly encourage drug use. You know, you can go on YouTube or even on Instagram, and sometimes you can find a whole bunch of them on Facebook, and they're encouraging drug use. They're even selling drugs. You know, they promote fornicating, amen, and all other snares to trap us. So we have to keep up our shield of faith in everyday use, amen. And that's in Psalm 91:5, amen. So verse 17, the last verse. Every soldier wears a helmet, and they wear that helmet to protect their head from blunt force trauma. Amen. And Satan knows that if he can kill the head, the body will soon die. Amen. And he's going to attack our mind. That's the first thing he always attacks, is the mind. He uses lies, stress, mental illness, harmful words, subliminal messages. And those subliminal messages will begin to make you doubt the word of God. It'll also make you doubt the existence of Christ. And then your own faith, you'll start to lose faith. So you have to be careful about what you hear and how you hear and who you listen to. Amen. That's very important to protect your head. Amen. So let's go to John 6 and 23. Amen. And take these down as well. John 10, 27, Proverbs chapter 8, 6 through 10, Hebrews 4 and 12. Your sword is your Bible. Amen. You can't just use it for a table decoration. I can't tell you how many homes I visited and they got the Bible sitting on the table as part of the decorations on there. Ain't nobody picked up the Bible and read a scripture. Ain't no highlighting. Ain't nothing in the Bible marked. They don't even know what the books of the Bible are, but they got it as a table decoration. That's not how you defeat the enemy. You can't just always just use childlike prayers. You have to do some effectual prayers. The Bible tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Not saying, okay, devil, not today. Oh, to you underneath my feet. That's not an effectual form of prayer. That's not the way that you defeat the enemy. Amen. You have to know this word. You have to get in your word. That's your sword. That's how you cut away every lie of the enemy. Amen. Like in the old vampire movies, how they would hold up a cross and the vampire would back up. That is fake and false information. And you have to use your sword to fight against your opponent and win. Amen. If you look at old movies and you see the men sword fighting, and they were very skilled in using their weapons as a defensive tool to annihilate their enemy. That's the same way we have to be. We have to tear the devil's kingdom down. And all those who try to convince us against God's word. Amen. People going to come and tell us that that's not true. That's not this. That's not that. That can't be true. You know, we have to go against them with the word. So we use our sword to fight and cut that stuff away. Amen. So go to Hebrews 4 and 12. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. So in order to have victory over the enemy in every situation we find ourselves in, we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay studied up. And most importantly, we have to be faithed up. So put on the armor and get ready to fight. You're in a fight for your soul. Amen and praise God.
Thank you for joining us this week on Faith in Action. Make sure to visit our website at faithinaction.world, where you can subscribe to the show. While you're at it, if you found value in the show, we would appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Thank you, and God bless you.